Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you.
My guest this week is Sanjeev Adalla. Sanjeev is the Chief Information and Digital Officer of AES Corporation, an energy company that provides affordable, sustainable energy to 15 countries and generates $11 billion in revenue annually. As CIDO, Sanjeev is focused on accelerating AES's efforts to become a leader in new technologies such as solar, energy storage, drones, and digitalization. Prior to joining AES Corporation, Sanjeev was the Chief Digital Officer of GE Renewable Energy, and he held the same position at Caterpillar prior to that. In this interview, Sanjeev discusses how AES is applying the company's digital vision and strategy across the core business, specifically technologies such as strategic data platforms, artificial intelligence, IoT, and robotics. Sanjeev also elaborates on AES's three strategic dimensions, five specific themes in their plan for digital transformation. Additionally, Sanjeev shares how he developed the framework for growth when he arrived at AES Corporation in October of 2018, and how far AES has come since then. We also discuss the importance of cultural transformation, customer experience, Sanjeev's experience as a board member, and a variety of other topics.
Sanjeev, it's wonderful to speak with you today.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you.
That's a pleasure. Sanjeev, I thought we would begin with your business and your role in that order. For those who may be less familiar with AES's business, the company for which you are the Chief Information and Digital Officer, I thought maybe if you could take a moment or two and provide a bit of an overview as to the what the business is involved in, and then we'd love to get into your role in the business as well.
Sure, Peter. You know, AES is a global energy business. We operate in about 13 countries. We are one of the leading providers of conventional energy. We are expanding globally on the renewable space. We are one of the top leaders. We are also number one in the storage provider, battery storage provider. We are about $11 billion company. It's a significant growth opportunity for, we are really driving this energy transition future. So we have very good plans to drive the renewables growth.
That's excellent. And you joined in October 2018. What was it that attracted you to this opportunity?
You know, in general, prior to this role, I was the Chief Digital Officer at GE, where we were really looking at building the IoT, artificial intelligence solution for the energy industry. We saw huge potential and opportunity, not only for the IoT solutions, but also to really drive the growth through new emerging business models, etc. AES is a kind of the right size company where I saw there is a big opportunity to become a digital centric company and really drive the new growth through digitally enabled product and services, and also really transform the company to explore much more customer centric and new business models and new revenue stream opportunities. I thought it was a great opportunity to really shape that future for this company. So I thought it was a great opportunity to really take it up and really shape it.
Wonderful. Well, I'll look forward to going into a little bit more depth in each of those areas. Before we do, I thought we'd take a moment and talk a bit about your role. I mentioned earlier the Chief Information and Digital Officer for the organization. Can you talk a bit about your purview?
Yes. I think at AES, we combine Chief Information Officer, traditional IT organization, and the digital officer, digital organization role, where we are looking at, from the digital point of view, I brought in a lot of new leaders that has a lot of digital leadership and experience. And also I have traditional CIO organization where we really focus quite a bit on the traditional back office applications, infrastructure, cloud strategies, etc. Whereas on the digital side, quite a bit focus on the digital platforms to really drive the digitally enabled business process transformations. And also we are looking at a lot of data and artificial intelligence, and also exploring new emerging business models, new revenue streams, digitally enabled product and services opportunities. So we combined both into one AES digital organization. I structured such that it's a very balanced digital and the traditional CIO organization. The CIOs also have the responsibility to really deploy digital into the regions. That's how we restructured the organization to become more of AES digital organization.
And is it one group of people, one pool, or is it two separate pools reflecting the two sides of what you've described?
It's one big pool, but different leaders. I have more of a digital functional leaders, one for customer market facing digital leader, what we call it smart operations and smart grid, quite a bit focus on data and artificial intelligence, one leader, supply chain, digital supply chain leader, etc. The CIOs are basically interfaced with the SBU presidents and deploy these digital capabilities into the regions. That's how we structure. It's one big AES digital team.
Understood. How big is the team? How many people?
We are about 200 people.
I see.
Plus, of course, we leverage a lot of partners, etc.
Exactly. Yeah. Understood. Well, you've begun to describe some of the ways in which digital is applied here, but I'd love to go a little bit deeper into that.
Yeah.
This is an energy business, of course, and therefore a lot of what you're providing is not physical necessarily. It is their digital aspects, even to the traditional way in which the product, so to say, is delivered here. But I would love to understand, how you see digital applied in this and also how that's evolving as you look to the future, how you see that continuing to evolve.
Yeah. So, Peter, what we did is since I joined, we really articulated our digital vision, developed the digital strategy across three strategic business dimensions. It's about transforming the core business. How do we apply strategic digital platforms, data, and artificial intelligence to become very intelligent and very efficient in all our operations, like IoT, robotics, artificial intelligence applications? It's about transforming the core business. The next one dimensions we looked at is growing the core business, meaning that how do we really use the customer experience innovation to really understand the customers better and really launch new digitally enabled product and services. That's the second strategic dimension we looked at. Third dimensions we looked at is scaling new businesses. How do we really expand AES Energy platform into adjacent and exponential areas to really launch new products and services opportunities? Example, we invested in a company called Uplight, which is becoming a customer engagement platform for all the utilities globally. That's a big opportunity. We see it. We're expanding into it. So across these three strategic dimensions, we focused on five strategic themes. One is about connected enterprise. It's about make everything connected, all the generations like our gas plants and the renewable assets, etc., storage, etc. Make everything connected, make everything IoT, and make it very predictive and condition-based maintenance. And also integrated supply chain so that we can really optimize supply chain. And also we are integrating as part of the connected enterprise, the commercial. So basically produce more when the prices are high, things like that. So that's all about the connected enterprise where we see a lot of IoT, AI application to really transform our operations. The second is customer experience. It's about really how do we really use the digital platform to become much more customer-centric, customer engagement and experience innovation, and use that as the platform to launch new product and services. Third is smart grid. We see huge opportunity with the smart grid. The next generation grid needs to become smart and flexible. We are going to apply a lot of data, artificial intelligence, IoT, and strategic digital platforms to make grid flexible, bidirectional, and much more customer-centric going forward. Fourth is about intelligent enterprise. Apply AI and data across all our operations to really become efficient and intelligent. The last one is scaling digital ecosystem. We want to create a digital ecosystem with strategic partners globally. Like example, we launched a strategic alliance with Google in November timeframe to really explore their cloud opportunity and AI to really explore new opportunities by working with Google. Same thing with Uplight, etc. So we are looking at a lot of strategic investments and partnership with startups to really look at the opportunity to expand AES Energy platform into adjacent areas.
And when you joined the organization roughly a year and a half ago, how many of the building blocks were in place in order to bring a vision like this to life? And how much transformation was necessary in order to set the appropriate framework or a platform in order to then grow upon that to deliver what you've described?
When I joined, you know, I think in October 2018, basically the what we had is a typical standard CIO IT organization, mainly focused on a lot of back office infrastructures, etc. There was no digital strategy. Since I joined, we really articulated the digital strategy, brought in some digital leaders from outside. We're also building the data science team, artificial intelligence team to really build on top of all the capabilities. One thing I would say is within the business side, especially in our operations, you know, plants, etc., they've been deploying some digital tools to make everything connected. So there was some good work done. They really look at the people process transformation. That foundation was good. Now we want to really apply data and AI to take it to next level.
Mm, understood. And you mentioned that one of the key differentiators between what you've enacted and perhaps what existed previously is much more customer centricity.
Yeah.
You talked about a traditional CIO organization. Most of those have an operational aspect to them or an internal focus for obvious reasons, traditionally anyway. And now this reorientation towards thinking about, you've mentioned now in multiple parts of your answers, customer experience and creating you know, better experiences for the customers of AES. You talked about some of the new talent that you brought in. No doubt that was part of necessary in order to build that. But I wanted to ask you about the cultural changes that are necessary in order to deliver what you've described. Clearly, it's a different area of emphasis. It's a different way of thinking, and ultimately a different way to think about the value that a team like this can deliver. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah. You know, look, you know, culture transformation is very big and very important. It's not just within the digital team, but also the business teams. And one of the things we did is, you know, once we really articulated the vision, strategy, and the roadmaps for our digital strategy, I really worked with a lot of my business leader peers to really engage them in the process of, they were actively engaged in the digital strategy development. And we really looked at, you know, as an example, in the customer-centric aspect of it, what is the cultural transformation we need to implement, right? You know, one thing is, if you look at this industry, now it's becoming, if you look at, you know, non-traditional competitors are showing up, like Amazon's, etc. So customer experience is becoming a huge differentiator. You know, I think because we are all in our personal life are so digital, we see that same customers now expecting much more active engagement across the life cycle and the customer journey innovations, etc. So in that context, basically, you know, we really looked at what is customer experience means and, you know, how do we really drive that mindset and the culture transformation, not only the digital teams, business teams. So we put together a pretty comprehensive strategies that look at people, process, and technology. And that's what we are addressing as we work through it.
That's excellent. Yeah. You mentioned the fifth strategic priority is scaling the digital ecosystem.
Yeah.
You talked about the partnership with Google as one of the examples of that. I'd be interested to understand how you thought comprehensively of building that ecosystem, how you think about what can be delivered internally versus the necessity to develop that ecosystem to more rapidly acquire technologies or leverage talent outside as well as inside the organization. You know, how do you think about that ecosystem?
Yeah, you know, we basically have what we call a digital game board to really create that digital ecosystem. What we are looking at it is, you know, two, three areas. One is, which are the startups that could really help us to expand into adjacent and exponential opportunities? Like example, investment in Applied is an example where we are playing in the digital customer engagement platform play for with other utilities opportunity. The way we looked at it is, you know, we really scan globally what all those startup companies that could really help us to really play into adjacent, you know, including robotics companies, you know, Applied customer engagement, etc. And we really created a kind of a plan to look at, you know, which are those companies, and we are going after partnerships or potential investments. Now, there are other areas also we looked at it. Example, artificial intelligence talent, right? we are not able to scale fast enough because of the resource availability. You know, we partnered with a couple of companies where we are basically leveraging the talent to really scale the AI use cases execution. So, you know, if you look at our ecosystem, it is both with startups and also some strategic partners like Google, like this artificial intelligence company to really execute our digital strategy, but also expand into other opportunities.
Yeah, that's excellent. I wanted to also ask you, you've had a particularly long tenure as a digital leader.
Yeah.
There were aspects of it to your time, even dating back to General Motors. This is a tenure which ended in 2008. At Ingersoll Rand, you were also CIDO, Caterpillar, Chief Digital Officer. You mentioned already your experience at GE prior to joining AES. I'd be interested in your thoughts with regard to the Chief Digital Officer role, more generally speaking. Part of my curiosity is it's a role that a lot of pontificators, the Gartners and Forresters of the world, for example, thought there'd be a tidal wave of this sort of taking over the CIO set of responsibilities, for example. And in the grand scheme of things, it's actually been there have been some key leaders who've taken on these sets of responsibilities, but it hasn't. Still, the CIO is the predominant role,
yeah.
Within organizations. I'd be interested in your own thought process as one of the people who is the longest tenure and now across multiple Fortune 500 organizations as a CDO. How you see that aspect of the role evolving?
I think you know what I've seen. You know, with my experiences, Caterpillar, GE's, and even here, having the CDO role. It really forces, it's not just about deploying the digital platforms and deploying some of the, IT capabilities, right? It's really to really drive the transformation around how digital-centric business models are evolving, what could be the new revenue stream opportunities, what could be the new growth opportunities for the businesses through digital, and how do you really drive the customer experience innovation through digital, et cetera. You know, that mindset is something you need to bring it to executive leadership team and also to the board so that you really look at more transformative opportunities around the growth, the new innovations, et cetera. I think, you know, having the CDO really inject those kind of new ideas, new opportunities with the peers is a great, it's needed for every industry because every industry is going through that kind of disruptions. And that's where we see, you know, whether it's Caterpillars or AES, we are seeing that more and more customer experience innovation through digital is important. We see that digital will provide the opportunity to explore digitally enabled emerging business models, right? So if you look at those things, I think the CDO roles becomes more and more important. I think for small and mid-sized companies, the roles could get merged where CDO will have the CIO responsibilities too. I think even in the CIO role, right, if you look at a lot of data center is moving to the cloud, so some of those things are really transforming into more of outsourced or, you know, really moving to the cloud or more providing the SaaS software, et cetera. So the CIOs will also become more of a digital leaders. Mm-hmm. That mindset needs to be, it's about transforming the business, really exploring new things, new growth. That's what I see that, you know, CDO role becomes a very critical going forward for any industrial companies or even technology companies.
That's interesting. Yeah. And a part of what you've mentioned now also multiple times is a reorientation towards driving revenue growth in addition to the efficiencies or operational excellence kinds of metrics that the CIOs of old understandably had their eyes on. Can you talk a bit about how you have thought about that contribution? I don't know if there are vignettes you might be able to share in terms of your team's ability to help drive new revenue.
Yeah. Look, you know, I think, you know, as part of, you know, as I said, you know, we looked at three strategic dimensions, right? One is a transforming the core. Growing the core business is all about revenue generation, right? What we are really looking at it is how do we really drive the customer experience innovation through digital and, you know, traditional process transformations, but also use that as the springboard to really launch new digitally enabled products and services. You know, what could be the new emerging business models through digital? Those are the areas we are looking at it. You know, if you look at our digital strategy, we have the targets on how we, what kind of revenue we want to generate in the next 3 to 5 years. So we mostly see the opportunities through really driving the growth through cross-sell, upsell opportunities through customer experience innovation, and also really growth through launching new digitally enabled product and services and business model innovations. That's where we see the growth and revenue opportunities.
Yeah. You've also been a board member now. For example, you're a member of the board of directors of Ipalco Enterprises. I wonder, knowing a lot of peers of yours, both the CIOs and CDOs, have the aspiration to join boards. Thankfully, more and more are doing so. But I'd be interested in the genesis of your board experience. How did you identify opportunities to join boards, or how did they find you, as the case may be? And part of the question, of course, is with advice for others who might wish to walk in your footsteps.
Yeah, look, because Ipalco is part of AES, my boss, Andres, really thought that because that business, utility business, is digital, is becoming extremely important in driving the customer experience, innovation, new business models, etc. I could add a lot of value to the board discussion. So really enjoying that role because I'm really bringing these new ideas around. How do we drive the new growth and new revenue opportunities? Why customer experience innovation becomes extremely important. That would drive the future growth opportunities like a peer-to-peer trading, etc. I'm able to really contribute a lot of digital first potential new opportunity, the growth ideas to the board discussions. I really took this opportunity because, you know, one, because it's an AES company. The other is I'm really able to drive these new ideas, new way of really looking at the business growth opportunities through digital is something I keep bringing up those ideas into the board discussions. So we look at that way overall, not just the traditional way, but also a new way of doing it.
Yeah, excellent. I also wanted to ask you, you've talked about a number of growing trends from IoT to AI to broader data analytics. As you look forward, what are some other trends that particularly excite you that are making their way onto your roadmap?
Now, I think artificial intelligence is becoming real in this industry. I think we see huge opportunity not only to drive the efficiency aspect of it, making everything connected, really operating it very efficiently, and really becoming much more predictive, etc. The cost opportunity is huge. The other opportunity we see is really new business models through artificial intelligence and digital in exploring, you know, digital enabled products and services, etc. So AI is certainly is a huge opportunity. The other huge opportunity I see is robotics. If you look at robotics, is we are already implementing in O&M for solar. We see huge potential and opportunity in robotics for the solar construction, solar farm construction. The third I would see is the 3D printing. Supply chain inventory optimization point of view, we see that.
How do you see that applied to a business like this?
Like example, you know, if you look at, you know, whether wind turbines or solar components, because they're all in the remote areas, sometimes keeping, we do keep a lot of inventory because of the mission criticality. We see that sometimes 3D printing, you know, our OEMs is already doing it. So I think 3D printing could be a good opportunity for us to really, especially in the mission critical, to really react much faster and bringing back into operations, right? Look, you know, I think the other one I see it is the autonomous nature of this opportunity. I think with the quantum computing and AI, I see that future wind farms or the solar farms will become more autonomous wind farms. Same thing with the grid operations. I see that autonomous grid is something, it could be a big opportunity. Because not only the grid needs to become smart and flexible, it needs to become self-healing, self-learning system because of the way grid is getting into transformed into much more customer-centric and dynamic nature of it. I think there is a big opportunity there. Last, I would say, is platform economies are emerging. With a combine of artificial intelligence and digital, we see that platform economies are is something new opportunities emerging in this industry.
That's excellent. Yeah. Well, Sanjeev Adala, thank you so much for joining us on Technovation today, sharing a bit about your experience across your career, most specifically, of course, your experience at AES. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me on Thursday for a special bonus episode featuring David Henshall, the Chief Executive Officer of Citrix.